Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we've been gone a long time, but we're back. It's your boy GQ, and this is some remix shit right here. These boys are up and coming.
I bet he got it. So what you need? I'm smoking by the gram, always breaking down the weed. Shooting for the stars, rolling OG. Just got an OZ. You can talk, but you gotta show me. Nigga, everybody know if you talk marijuana, if you wanna smoke good, then you know who's gonna touch you. First he break it down, then he throw it on the scale. Sip, lock it up, and then deliver like mail. Grape swisher, nigga, rolling up the L.
Niggas already schnitto. Yeah, it's been a long time. Got an hour and 53 minutes left with the guard. Holding it dead down. Tonight's a good night. Yesterday was 420. Happy 4, belated 20, everybody out there in Angry Bastard World. It's the 421 special. You know what I mean? You dig? Angry Bastard Radio, the light up session. Happy late 420. Welcome back, movement. Listen to 4 NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have a chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. If you like Star and Buck Wild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one true story. Just to let you folks know, Angry Bastard is back and stronger than ever. That's first and foremost. Second and foremost, the guard is actually, I'm actually officially on vacation starting this Sunday for a week. I'm not flying to, you know, I'm not flying down to the seas of Jamaica or flying down to the port of, you know, Florida. I'm not going over to, you know, overseas to Paris or anything like that. So, you know, because of all this, me being staying back home, I'm probably going to go to NY, kick back, chill with the fam. You might as well say this is going to be an Angry Bastard Radio grand opening. And what I mean by that is, you know what I mean, the brothers is actually going to stay strong. This is the start of something very unique. You know what I mean? Today I actually looked at the archives of our various shows. The last show we had, which was in January, had 500 downloads. That's serious. That's something serious. The show before that, No Lie, Not GNU, I think it was in like December maybe, we had 1,166 downloads. 1,166. So let you know that even though we might not have the callers live, people are downloading. And those people that are downloading so many shows, they want to know, when are these dudes live? Obviously, because we wouldn't have that much fan base. So we have to get some type of time together. I got to sit with the three wise men, and we got to sit down at a table, the round night table, and come up with a plan and stick with it. You know what I mean? So I'm your boy GQ. Hit us up at, it's been a while since I did this shit, so I got to scroll up. Hit us up at 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until the 11 o'clock p.m. hour. That last track was by my boys from Chi-Town, man. Chi-Town is definitely putting it in, man. And, you know, they did their thing. Shout out to Ryan Lynch, PM, holding it dead down. You know what I mean? Porch Music, Your Entertainment. Once again, that's Porch Music, Your Entertainment. These brothers is the CEO. You know, they my white brothers, my black brothers, my Spanish brothers, everybody's brothers. You feel me? We all trying to struggle and make that work. Right now, I'm about to introduce everyone to the one dude, the elder god of Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy, Six Fizzle. What's good, B?
Fizzle. That's the first thing I got to say, because, you know, I ain't touched down AB Radio in a minute, man, so I just got to, you know, replant the roots and make sure that everything is solid and not rocky, make sure the foundation is straight, man, so we can, you know, move upward from here, because it's been a while, you know. I appreciate all the love that y'all been showing, you know, the brothers, the four wise men, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll correct you real quick, because, you know.
Yeah, word.
Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, you know. And that, you know, was understood, don't need to be explained. So, yo, we in the building, man. What up, man? Jay Quizzle, man. We're the brothers, man.
Them brothers, B.
Brooklyn, man.
Once again, them lines ahead of us. 914-338-1782.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's good, good brother?
I'm easy, man. I'm fucking flowing right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the borough, the Kingsborough right now. I'm not in Richmond County. I'm in Kings County right now. If you smell me,
uh-huh.
If you don't, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Give us some time to settle in. He got the gothic music playing in the back, so we have to
mm-hmm.
know what that means. You know what I'm saying? The beat dropping in. You know, we in here. I just walked in the Odega, about to get me a couple Hennigans or something. You know, get my mind right for the night. So, you know, see my babies today, both my babies, you know what I'm saying, they're doing good. I mean, I don't know what really is it that needs to be said, you know what I'm saying?
He hit the dude E up. I told him that. I just told him 5 minutes ago.
I just told him 5 minutes ago. I mean, he be doing shit. He was sleeping when I left the crib, so. Mm-hmm. So let's see.
So
I think I'm gonna have. What up?
Get this 24 ounce Guinness real quick.
I'm not able to reach my phone.
because either you called me private or it's not at the 7 o'clock or I'm currently busy at the moment.
Leave
your name and number, you know, detailed message, and I'll be sure to get back at you as soon as possible, you heard?
Pretty much. I mean, you already know.
Yeah, I called that brother by accident, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but, you know, it don't matter. Are we still on the voicemail right now or not?
Nah, we ain't on a voice note no more. I banged on it. I just, you know, I just laid the tracks up real quick, you know.
Alright.
It's that shit in the back. Y'all remember when this joint was on, it was on David Chappelle's show.
I don't know.
It was on a David Chappelle show.
I'm in the bodega right now waiting to get served, you know what I'm saying? Punching the EBT numbers real quick. And then, you know, we should be on our way.
Yeah, we should.
You know, things can be taking a little longer than it should, but, you know, sometimes you got to deal with that.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, of course. What else would it be?
What would it be without it?
It would be something else. But, you know, we got the greenery on deck. Got the brewski on deck.
Shout out to all the D-Block fans out there.
Yeah, you already know, man. We need to put some D-Block on real quick and let's get it shining.
We need to put some D-Block on real quick.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see if I got any D-Block.
Wow, you know what? The fact that you're looking for D-Block, that shit is no good. The fact that you're looking for it, you know what I'm saying? It should already be there, like, ready to spin on the turntable. You should just flip the plate and it should be right on the other side of the plate, you know what I'm saying? I see you bullshitting, playing that damn, I don't know what that shit is, son. Playing some flutes or some shit. And I guess we gotta do what we gotta do. The important thing is that we're here. You know what I'm saying? Brother one and number two. Brother one and brother two. Number one and brother two, you know what I'm saying? We got three and four on the way. Got the quarter carat in the left ear. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hold y'all down for a second because it seems like he's looking for music and he's not really focused on, you know, letting y'all know what the real is right now as far as speaking is concerned and keeping y'all entertained. So, you know, the Knicks ain't playing tonight, so I'll be able to give y'all a little more of that undividedness that y'all need in your life, you know what I mean? AB Radio, we here at 6 Fizzle. Your boy G Quizzle, EW. You know what I'm saying? Your boy S Drizzle. We'll make a rain on y'all niggas, man. And y'all hoes, too.
Let it rain.
Make a rain on y'all hoes, man.
I don't understand.
I like waning them. But, you know. What you downloaded,
yeah, man? I could have sworn. I mean, I could have sworn I downloaded some D. I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to have to just lace this up because niggas did make this song hot. So, then that niggas fall back, take a breather real quick. This is that old school jump off because, you know, Angry Bastard Radio plays whatever the we want to play. You feel me? So,
there we go.
It is what it
nothing
is.
Nothing but.
It's nothing but. You know what I mean? It's Fabulous, Jada Kiss, Keeping It Gangsta Remix.
What up, boy? As long as we got Kiss in the building, I mean, you know, it's going to
be like. Yeah, they got Kiss and they got the nigga Kiss and P in the building. So, it's like, you know what I mean? We about to go in right now.
Kiss and
yeah,
P.
Y'all keep that. Yeah, y'all niggas keep your ears posted to the speakers, you know what I mean, wherever you listening to that, because it's about to be real ugly, you know what I mean. We're going to get niggas prepared to go out. We're gonna talk about niggas' games, too, man, on how to come at these women, because you know, I got to step your game up, man, because, well, if y'all, actually, you know what, y'all don't have to step your game up. That just means more females for myself and the elder three gods, you feel me? There's really four gods together, but me and the three gods, you already feel me? That's what it is, man. Let's get that D-Block up out of here, though.
D-Block, True and D. Come along. Yes, True and D. Yes,
True
and
D.
She blew, where you at?
True and D.
You know what we doing, baby? Keeping it gangsta.
Whatever.
I bet he got it. So what you need? I'm smoking by the gram, always breaking down the weed. Shooting for the stars, rolling OG, just got an OZ. You can talk, but you gotta show me. Nigga, everybody know if you tote marijuana, if you wanna smoke good, then you know we gonna touch you. First he break it down, then he throw it on the scale. Sit back, get up, and then deliver like mail. Grape swishing, nigga.
Yo, my bad. Yo, we had like a good 10-minute pause because I was doing the intro for these brothers' song. The whole time my mic was muted. I didn't even realize this shit. Yo. Hey, man, like I said, it's a welcome back series. So, you know, I got room for F-ups. Anyway, like I said, it's your boy G Quizzle holding a dizzle. Yeah, I mean, you got my brother SD in the building. You got my brother 6-4 in the building. You got my brother LE in the building. Angry Bastard Radio. And this jump off right here, I'm going to let y'all know something. These dudes is serious in the upcoming. I just heard one track, and I was like, yo, these brothers got it. But it's just the fact that these brothers got so much more than what I heard. So now I got to sit down in the studio and, you know, look at their page, you know, dissect a couple of things, move things around, and, you know, get my ears, cut my earlobes off and pry them on the music waves, the music archives of their situation, and, you know, add a little bit more track to my page. You feel me? But the way I found this jump off out was through, I was looking for Waka Flocka's song. It's a Party. I thought that was the name of it. It was really Groove Street. So I'm looking it up on YouTube, which is an amazing way to put your shit out there to promote. But anyway, I'm looking for this shit. First of all, Waka Flocka. Who names their son Waka Flocka? And if you came up with that name, you sound like you're on some Sesame Street shit, some old, you know, Gonzo, Waka 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 shit. Like, come on, B. It is what it is, man. You got to do what you got to do. Feel me? But anyway, everyone got their little hustle out there. You know what I mean? We trying to come up on this radio thing, and we're getting a positive and a high boost. These brothers just trying to do their thing. You got other people selling cookies and oranges out the back of their Honda. Whatever you do, just make that paper and be safe about it. But anyway, back to the situation. I actually found these dudes by accident. Like, I was looking for the jump off. I went on YouTube, typed in It's a Party, and the Groove Street remix featuring T.Y. came up. So I'm like, yo, who are these dudes? Like, is this the Waka? Because I never saw the video before. So I hit the video up, and I'm like, all right, you know what I mean? This shit is all right. You know what I mean? That's the beat. That's what's up. And then they just started rapping. You know what I mean? These two brothers is on there, and you could be white or black. Spanish, whatever, Indian, you can be from Mars, you're still my brother, you feel me? We are trying to make it. So I see these brothers on here doing their thing, and it was on some straight 420 shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to open up with that. I got to. I mean, if some brothers is trying to make it, it's not no shit that's known out there, like on some Bone Thug shit. Like, this is some shit that niggas is trying to make it, you feel me? So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go open the, you know what I mean, the welcome back with this jump off. You know what I mean? Why not? You know what I mean? So, I'm about to play this track again. This shit is pretty crazy. And, like I said, this shit is called Groove Street Party Remix. It's featuring T.Y. And nah, that it's not T Y, like as in the letter T and the letter Y, you damn jerk offs, all right? My man T is slapping you in the face if you ask why. You feel me? It's T E E space W H Y. Why is it like that? I mean, why don't you ask that man T? I mean, he can lightly, you know, actually he can hardly, you know, slap your face with a billy club, bitch ass niggas. Anyway, it is what it is. This is Grove Street. Shout out to Illinois, Chi-Town, Cook County. You know what I mean? Better get it cracking, popping, whatever. This is Grove Street Party Remix featuring T.Y. Keep it locked. Angry B Radio, B.
I can't see, goddammit.
I bet he got it. So what you need? I'm smoking by the gram, always breaking down the weed. Shooting for the stars, rolling OG, just got an OZ. You can talk, but you gotta show me, nigga. Everybody know if you tote marijuana, if you wanna smoke good, then you know he's gonna touch you. First he break it down, then he throw it on the scale. Sip, lock it up, and then deliver like mail. Grape swishing, nigga, rolling up the ale. Kill a few bars, probably won't make bail. I be super high, got you feeling too short. Rain your mouth, then we smoke like a Newport. I eat deep, like my roof in the food court. Fuck my city, I'm trying to move to New York. Do it big, get that rosé money. Pop a bottle, blow a stack, rosé money. On the real, fuck how you feel. You should get to know me before I get this record deal. Like Wiz said.
Everything Taylor, even though I roll blunts, not papers. Bad bitches on me, and they tatted it up like Kat Von D. Boy, we riding deep, man, I'm hardly solo. Porch music, bitch, let it bump like Quasimodo. And my money long, like a hundo. If you starting beef, man, I throw you in some gumbo. I'm folding paper like origami, and I'm in this bitch rocking like Ozzy. Honestly, your life is just one big comedy. Roll it up and make it more than fat. Glasses on my eyes, looking like Horace Grant. She say my name like a motherfucking chant. Then I get inside them guts like cramps. I am the man, apparently, and everything I do is guaranteed. Smoking medically, heavily, in the whip box, bitch, but I ain't riding in the Chevy. Hey.
Yeah, y'all ready? Oh, man. Shout out to my boy, Brian Lynch PM. Doing a ditting, if y'all know what I'm admitting. You know what I mean? Shout out to Porch Music, Your Entertainment. Once again, a shout out to Porch Music, Your Entertainment. Chicago, Illinois, holding it dead down. It's funny, we actually had a female from Cook County. I don't know if these brothers is from Cook County, but we actually had a female on the show that lives out in Florida. And she was from Cook County. Oh, man, she was a tough bitch, man. And she Puerto Rican, a tough bitch. Shorty kept, you know what I'm saying? And this, that, you know what I'm saying? And all that, and blah, blah, blah. And all she rock is Jordans. She rocks so many damn Jordans, I could have sworn she can get all, I swear she's sexy, too. So I swear she could probably get some high-heel Jordans off. You know what I mean? She might be able to get that off. Some real shit. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? It is up 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 11 o'clock in the p.m. We've got to keep this music thing popping. This is Cam'ron Envato, speaking in tongues, keep it locked. It's your boy GQ Radio. Actually, it's Angry Bastard Radio, but it's your boy GQ. Get at me.
Let's go. You know what it is. Universe is listening to Angry Bastard Radio right now. So it is what it is.
They're probably listening to Mars right now with their feet kicked back or whatever lives in the sun, because I'm sure something in the sun. You know what I mean? They listening to Angry Bastard Radio. It is what it is, B. You know what I mean? You got the moon man on top of the moon right now chilling, or Louis Armstrong chilling, smoking a joint with a damn Corona bottle stuck to his lips. Actually, the shit ain't even stuck to his lips. The shit is just floating in the air, or floating in the atmosphere, or whatever it is. It's floating in space. Fact of the matter is, it's Angry Bastard Radio. You're not going nowhere. So, this is like the test run. I'm going to play some music on. You know, I just got the carpet done today at the crib, so I'm about to, you know, put stuff in order. You know what I mean? I had the brother come up in here and bless it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. He had to bless the show. So, I'm going to play some tracks, and then probably tomorrow I'm going to hit y'all off with a time on the book, on Facebook. Hit me up as GQ, G-E-E, space Q-E-W, and I'm going to look for some all songs that got, you know, that's talking about lighting up. I'm going to have some light up topics. We're going to really get it in, man. Like, niggas is going to do what they do. I mean, because that's what we do. You feel me? So, it's your boy G Quizzle. And I'm about to play a quick track, and then I'm going to come back and bless the airways. So, right now, we're going to put some throwback shit. If y'all, damn, you know what? Actually, I'm going to bang y'all with this, with the Craig Mack special. I'm going to hit y'all with that. Then I'm going to bless your ears with the wild for tonight. Or should I do it reversed? So many choices. Yeah, you know what? Biggie is missed. So we're going to play this. Then we're going to do the wild for night special. And then I'm going to come back on the airways. That way, hopefully, I'll have some shit knocked off. Keep it locked.
Out and play.
I know we had to do a remix, right?
Niggas is mad, I get more buck than ashtrays. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga throat. More guns than roses, roses shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the boots disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop. No rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great, bust a head, straight, and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on broadcast, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear to your gut, did your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, keep getting bad flavor in your head.
Time to burn to explore. The flavor in your ear is the voice shout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking
right.
With the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my neck sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flappers abyss. BLS 97 kids bastard. I'm going to live long in this rap game. Niggas know my name, yo, Puffy.
You're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Peace, yeah.
me good. Damn, holler to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans, flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean, Papa love it when he does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is the saying it clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your tips chat. Fight the flavor, it reacts to your ghost cat. Word to mama, a chunk is a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, yo, flavors in your rat and green. What's the vibe about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it. What's the vibe to break me by the whip to try to take your yo. Hey, hey, hey. I flick your face to give you stitches. So niggas and bitches, let the ass on fat bitches. Wait 1 sec, and I get down. I'm rolling with the heavy wind connect through the stomping ground now. Don't you get the suspicious. Rich riches every time. Bring it vicious when I brush the back. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break fool on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat. Feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear. Reappear and blow up everywhere. Fucking these flavors in your ear.
Here's some brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor.
Cabinets, nigga.
I'm in the building like the basement.
Nigga, I'm in the building like a light switch, nigga.
Nigga, I'm in the building
like, yeah, nigga.
I'm in the building like tap water. What up?
Okay, I'm in the building like heat, nigga.
I'm in the building like HD cable, boy.
Okay. I'm in the building like a hot tub in the bathroom, nigga. Slash jacuzzi.
Yeah. I'm in the building like the house cat.
Nigga, I'm in the building like the shit stain in the corner of the room from the house cat.
I'm in the building like the hammer in the butt.
No doubt. I'm in the building like a crack pipe in a crack house.
I'm in the building like a bass head in the heroin spot.
I'm in the building like he's facing a girl's ass.
Holy shit.
Face butt.
I'm in the building like old tapes. VCR tapes.
Old VCR tapes, VHS.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga brought it back to the VHS.
Absolutely.
Yeah, niggas was VHSing out there, man. Don't get it twisted. Everybody had a VHS.
They had to have the VHS.
You had to.
That's all there was. Like, right now, you got DVD or something like similar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or you got brothers stealing
yeah.
movies offline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, man. I'll be doing it. I did it before they, you know, put the clamps on it. But
mm-hmm.
you got any Ghostface?
You know what? I think I do got some Ghostface.
Yo, you know what you gotta get? You could download right now.
Yeah, I can download.
You gotta get Nutmeg.
I heard about that dude, man. What's his deal?
Who, Ghost?
What's his deal? Nah, Nutmeg. Oh, Nutmeg, that's his album?
Nah, Nutmeg is a track. I can't recall the album. It's Iron Man. It might be, I don't know if it's Iron Man. I don't know the name. I forgot the name of the album. You know what I'm saying? But
you know what? It's been so long that they got rid of all of my shit. So I was downloading whatever I got on there now is what's downloaded. But I'll download some more tracks. But was he in Reunited?
Was he in what?
Reunited.
I don't know. I don't remember.
We're gonna play a little bit. Hopefully, 6-4 on remember. This is Wu-Tang
mm-hmm.
Forever, Reunited.
Okay.
Iron lung, twisted metal, I see him ducking, my dart gun, busting from every angle. worldwide total carnage. The sick is slow. That be code name Agent Orange, killing you slow. It's only right you pay homage to those that's about to blow like that shit up your nose. Solid as a rock when I strike target. Herbal be screaming on you like a drill sergeant. Herbal got me where I wanna be right now. Don't know the time, check the hour on your sundown. Watch me shine, jump off a cheap wine. Each line be on point when I speak mine. On behalf of my crew, enjoy the room. 36 more deadly chambers to pick you up.
Fuck, I'm stuck in 5-year probation. War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families saved the ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back received penalties for their acts. Another heart is torn as close ones mourn. Those strayed niggas get slayed on the storm.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaks sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from came one to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ali takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Living life in gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon's a fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced is scum of the slum. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81 sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get block mission. Hold the fuck up. Holla fast in your wig. Bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Ju Ali. Came a trees. We like the Genovese. That's so. Season these degrees. It's Earth. 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst. Split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth. So verbal foul hole. Connect. Thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer. Blue tank. All up in the high riser. New York gang visor. Word. Tranquilizer. Just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow. My pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean. See y'all. The number one. Traffic, sit down the beat guard, the delegate, the guards, the seagull, the swift chancellor, flex the white gold tarantula, track truck, diesel, play the weak guard, substantial, max mostly, undivided, then sliding, sickening, guaranteed, made them jump like Ross Strickland.
Guaranteed, make you jump like Ross Strickland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Those were the days, nigga. Those were the days.
What year did that come out?
I want to say exactly, probably 94,
95. Yeah, I would say that too.
Maybe 96.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 54 minutes left. That was the truth, though. The double CD, too, man.
Yeah.
Man,
that's good shit. Like, the Wu gave us some good, a lot of good years, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like my man Rennell said, Rennell, I remember you, son. My nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Wu gave us a lot of good years.
Yeah.
Work.
It also made, like, little cliques or whatever. Like, you know, if you had, like, your little group in high school and you mm-hmm. laid some tracks down. It also gave people hope, like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they can do it, then we can do it.
Uh-huh.
Type of shit. So, you know, a lot of people might be fronting on the Wu, but, you know, the Wu actually put a lot of success on the table. And then they're actually still here. So it's like, you know, what is it?
Like, ODB.
You
know, he ain't with us, but, you know, you still, like, you still remember his music.
Of course.
Still remember, ooh, baby, I like it raw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Mm-hmm. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That.
Me and Mariah go back mm-hmm. like babies in a pacifier.
Oh,
there you go, liar.
Mm-hmm.
Fabian, hot like fire.
Droop, droop. That's the essence of the men.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you can't deny the truth. Can't deny the truth. It is what it is, though, bro.
Brought it back out outside real quick. You know, so I'm
you remember? Yeah, I heard the project, though.
Yeah, you heard it.
I heard the straight up P's.
Yeah, you already know.
110% all metal door.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to keep it, you know, keep it down a little bit, you know, but I'm still here, though.
Niggas ain't going nowhere. Niggas ain't never left.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I know you see that, you
matter
saw that
fact,
YouTube
I got
jump
like,
off.
Matter of fact, I got like 4 bars out this motherfucker, like 5 bars, so, you know. What do you say?
You heard, I know you seen the YouTube jump off.
What's wrong?
With you and Spliff.
Oh, yeah. Did you eat? Nah, I didn't actually.
Yeah, I got that on the tube. It was raining that one night. It was, what did SD name it? Man.
Hood TV?
Hood TV, part 3.
That's, what was he, Welcome to the Hood?
Yeah, nah, y'all were just, y'all was in the back of the back cave. You know, I'm in the backyard of the back cave.
Oh, yeah, I was looking like a crackhead smoking a fucking wine. we got to get that off of there, you know what I'm saying?
We got to get that off of
it. Yeah, you trying to be like ghosts and shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't be a ghost.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to take that out the archives then. I should have asked niggas, but... Bad being.
You know. So where the callers at, man? Why the fuck y'all fighting? I know y'all listening and acting like y'all want to call in and shit.
Fuck it. Niggas is nervous, man. That's what it is.
I don't know why. We friendly.
Niggas know what happened if they crossed the gun line, boss.
Yeah.
That's why they tend not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They just fall back in the kiddot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor, and it's a great honor, and without a do, I think I messed the whole shit up. Sleazy E-L-E in the bizzle. What's up, nigga?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ain't... It ain't, I'm officially changing his name right now.
What's his name?
I'm changing his name. I'm Sleazy E to Breezy E.
Breezy E?
Breezy, like breeze, like wind breeze.
Oh, Breezy E.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, Breezy.
Yo.
What up, nigga?
Your mother's legs. Do-do-do.
Uh-huh. Speaking of your mother's legs, I think they might be a little sore from the beating that they took last night. I beat her
by her legs and chest.
Yeah, I was just breaking metal. I was breaking glass plates over her legs, you know, just for the hell of it. Just for the hell of it. Yo, man, which one of y'all niggas is coming out of, that's sick?
Yeah.
With the echo?
Hold on.
Nigga sound like he's in the detention center, nigga. Facing a butt-ass nigga, man. Old butt-face-ass nigga. Yo, hit us up, man. We got Breezy E in the building, man. 48 minutes left. Yo,
okay.
Breezy E is in the building, bro. Yeah, he tends to stir shit up. We about to have a young lady call in and get harassed for the 48 minutes. Although, as 6'4 said he is trying to change his life. He's tired of harassing women.
Nah, I never said that.
Oh, okay, never mind him.
I don't remember saying anything, but what I do remember is, or what I do know is that I don't really put energy into that, you know what I'm saying? I got energy for other shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, this is going out to all the Mexicans out there that got a roofing job.
Ones that work in the taco shop.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Roofing.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Look, I got a little problem here. I got some leaks up in the roof there.
Yeah.
I had some guys here yesterday, some Mexican, little Mexicans. They're up there whacking away at my roof. They tell me this, that, and the other thing. Next thing you know, it rains. I got the rain coming right down inside. I went up there. You know, they're trying to show me this, that. I fired the two of the fuckers off on their fucking head. They don't know what the fuck they're doing up there. My wife's up there poking around. She's making like she knows what the fuck is up. I fired her down onto the fucking car. Hey, now, what I need here, buddy, is I need this fucking thing done right. Tell me what you can do for me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not fucking putting you on, man. This is aggravating me now. This shit's going on. My wife, she's up there poking around like she knows what the fuck she's doing. I kick her right up the fucking ass, threw her down onto the fucking car. Show me what you can do now. I really need this. It's all along the side of the fucking house. The water's coming in like a sieve. Hey, this is a fucking joke, huh? Come on, buddy. Help me out here.
Okay. What's your name?
Frank Rizzo.
Spell it.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
Yeah, now this problem, this has been going on for years now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The rain just comes in. It's like buckets on my fucking head. It's getting out of line now. I got the fucking kids up there playing on the fucking roof. This is bullshit.
Give me your address.
It's 503 5th Street.
503 5th Street.
All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You go up there with the kettles, the pots, the fucking hot shit? What do? Talk to me.
What? I have to come see what...
All right, because you know what happens here. I got a lot of fucking problems. These...
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What's up there?
I was calling about the ad for Game Show Lovers.
Yeah, Game Show Lovers? What's a Game Show Lover? What are you talking about, Game Show Lover?
It says announcing application for all TV game shows.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean lover, right? It doesn't say lover.
Well, that's what it says in the ad.
No, it shouldn't say lover because I didn't print the word fucking lover. That sounds like pussy shit to me. What are you looking for?
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
Listen, I'm casting for game shows, you understand?
Yes.
I put you in your favorite game show. What show you like?
Jeopardy.
You like Jeopardy? How good are you at that shit?
I'm pretty good.
I love to Jeopardy, babe. You know that? Remember that fucking song was big in the 80s?
Excuse me?
Are you on the ball there, son? You can't even answer. I'm asking you about a song. You don't even know that. You want to go on Jeopardy? You got to be highly skilled for these fucking shows. You understand that?
Yes, I do understand.
Are you well-versed there? Are you a very smart man?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hit me with some funny shit. Tell me something.
Exactly what?
Well, let's see. How many pits are in a pair?
Can you repeat that question again?
Hey, what do you got? Corn cobs between your ears, son?
No, I do not.
All right. How many pits are in a pair?
Two.
You know damn well there's much more than two pits in a pair. Sir. Are you interested in game shows or not?
Yes, I am.
What's the difference between an apple and a peach?
It all depends on where they grow in.
Wrong, because they both have pits, sir. That's the answer. That's how you would answer Mr. Trebek. Do you understand?
Yes.
Wrong, because they both have pits. Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the similarities between an elephant and a tiger?
They both live in the jungle.
Wrong. Because, sir, they are both marsupials, members of the marsupial family. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
And if you can't whip out answers like that, that man is liable to, during a commercial break, punch your fucking mouth loose. You understand me?
Yes, I do.
All right, you got to hit me with some smart shit so I know you're on the ball. I'll try you on the show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
From what category? How many categories do you want? One category or three?
All right, let's go Highway Department. How's that one?
Okay. Which state has the most often?
And begin. Sir.
Yes.
Tree falls in the road over the Palisades Parkway. How many men are dispatched to get that tree off the parkway?
15 minutes.
Time is up, sir. You understand me? You cannot take that, and you're forgetting. You're forgetting the answers. You understand?
Yes.
If I'm trying to coach you, I can get a little bit of briefing going on here. You're on. You're the man. All right, give me your name now. I'm sorry.
My name is Willie.
Willie, where you working out of?
I'm out of the Bronx, New York.
Out of the Bronx. You sound nice. You sound like you got a nice pair of them fucking baloney tits. You got a nice pair of tits on you, huh, Willie?
No, I'm not a woman, believe me.
Nah, you got them big fucking floppy tits, y'all. You exercise a lot?
I exercise very well, not a whole lot.
Because he likes contestants on his show that are in shape, you know? As long as you don't look like a big barrel ass or a porker or something, you know?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because, you know, I wouldn't mind throwing a fucking on you myself if you look like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm not that big, but...
Yeah, me, I don't give a fuck. You know, a hole's a hole. As long as a little heat in there, I don't give a fuck.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Go ahead, shoot.
Can I ask, why are you yelling and screaming and cursing?
What do you mean, what a yelling, screaming, and cursing? You don't like this is the way I come off. This is me. What I'm sorry if I offended you. Whoa, boy.
No.
Forgive me.
Well, sir, I was just asking.
Holy Jesus, maybe we should string me up and hang me from a tree or something the way you're talking. That's not nice at all. Huh? Is there something wrong in New York? Or what do you want me to sound like, a fucking paradiddle or some shit?
Paradiddle?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
All right, Willie, so, hey, maybe you're late for lunch or something. I don't want to keep you from your fucking meal.
Here's a radio show.
All right there, Willie?
Okay.
Okay, sweet Charlie.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, sweet Charlie. Yeah, we back.
You get together. Talk to the radio show. 21
minutes left. It's your boy. Breezy E in the building. 6 Fizz on the building. G Quiz on the building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to do a publicity stunt real quick. You know, messed up on that. Let me see if I can get it all. Let's see how many thirsty women there are in this world that would love to
put out
see
like
for Chris Brown.
Cassette tapes.
I'm going to put on Facebook, ladies, attention ladies, please do not pass this along. Just sound Chris Brown's phone number. We'll put the radio show. Let's see how many thirst buckets actually call up.
Huh?
Yeah, what is Elam talking about?
I can hear it on? No, you have to go through your phone.
I think he's talking about his homosexuality side.
Oh,
right. I think it's coming out.
And me putting the gloves out there.
And you what?
And me putting the gloves out there.
Mm-hmm. Word. I don't think anybody caught on, though.
Nah, you know.
Let's see, Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
914. 338.
Chris Brown. Wow, what is it? Chris Brown. What should I put? Cell number?
Yeah.
We'll put Chris Brown's. Now, let's see, singer, Chris Brown, cell phone number, ladies. This is not a game.
914.
What?
8-8-1-7-8-2.
It is going
178
to be active for you to speak to him for only 1 hour.
Yeah, where's the girl who's supposed to call?
Silly as shit. Huh?
Yo, where's the girl who's supposed to call?
Hold on, let me put this back up here. Nah, I was about to hit up Dez, Dirty Dez, but, you know, she's eating dinner or some shit like that. I think she was getting pissed on, you know, something like that.
Oh, sweet. All right. As usual.
As usual. Again. How about that again?
That's cool.
Getting pissed on again.
What? Who is she? I thought she had a boyfriend or something like that.
Any penis head can be her boyfriend.
Oh,
literally.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Let's see. All right, let's see how much.
Come on, dog.
Let's see how much. Yeah, word, B. Like, what are you massaging your calves or something?
Yo, how you put it's gonna be active for?
What happened?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, yo, Hey, yo, E.
Yes.
Hold up. Yo, caller, you on the air?
Hey, how you doing?
Going fabulous, and yourself?
Good. I heard you're celebrating a 420 party. And you can't have a 420 party without Adolf Hitler.
Oh, buddy, it's 421 right now. What are you still
exactly
high from?
421.
What are you still high from yesterday?
Yeah, I was smoking that Jewish dust. You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry. Put some Jews on the barbie, my friend.
Good, I'm hungry.
Are you?
What do we just said put some?
What part do you like the best?
Anything that's fried, that's what you like, huh?
Oh, to do, do.
Oh.
Actually, I don't eat Jew. You're gonna have to see. I don't eat pork either. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much same thing.
You just sit around on a Thursday night on some internet radio station?
Yeah, fielding calls from fags like you.
That's more productive.
And you fell right into the trap, queer.
Hey, listen, food stamps.
All right. Food stamps. First of all,
when you get out of your mom's two-bedroom apartment, you fucking get a hold of me, all right?
First of all,
can
I tell you something? First of all.
Get the government cheese out of your mouth.
They don't have food stamps anymore. They have EBT cards. That's number one.
Well, there you go. That explains it.
Number two is that our mothers own houses, as does our entire family. Number three is...
I can't understand what you're saying.
Hold on.
Because it's intelligible.
Hold on. Number three is I pay enough in taxes probably to cover your entire welfare check, like however much like you pay in you get in welfare a year, I pay that in taxes probably in like 3 months. So you're gonna have to excuse me. What were you saying?
And you still date fat pig. I know.
Oh boy. Okay,
what are the taxes in Lindenwald?
Yo, I got a question. Yo, don't you have a math test to go study for, fam? Yo, fam, go study for your math test tomorrow, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. I graduated college. What about you?
I never went to college.
Yeah.
I'm going to college now. And getting A's.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
No, great.
Principal's list? You on the principal's list?
No. No.
Hold on, guy. What's your name, guy?
In the latchkey program?
The latchkey program?
Patrick.
What do you say? The latchkey program?
Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sour cream.
Blue cheese. That's what we call them, blue cheese sauce.
Blue cheese. Yo, big shout out to Rat and Puff coming through holding it down. I didn't know who the hell it was until I heard that little goofy ass laugh.
I heard Lindenwald.
Yeah.
I knew it was.
The one with the fat nigga and the skinny dude from the radio station, Q102.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was them. They're in a radio show. Over in Florida.
Yo, did he call AB Radio before?
Yeah, they called before, yeah.
He was the one that we was having a long conversation with, and what's her name was on there too. She was like, yeah, I'm 6'7", 450 pounds, and I'm going to whip that white ass.
Yeah. Hey, E, you got somebody calling in from a 631 number?
No.
Hold up. Yo, caller, you on the air. Air hustling. Air hustling. Now we're going to put you back on the archives in the back cave. Yo, 856, caller, you on the air.
Oh, boy. Get it together, y'all. Get it together.
Another air hustler.
Get it together before you call. Get it together, you know what I mean?
But you know what? I did put a posting on, it's probably a thirsty female. She hung up. Yo, I'm trying to see if females exactly as thirsty as men. I put a post up. I said, singer Chris Brown's cell phone number, ladies. This is not a game. It is going to be active for you to speak to him for only 1 hour. Serious shit. And I put the radio show number. So much thirstiness in the book, B. Anyway, hit us up, 914-338-1782. Take a shout-out to the Keys' end request until actually 30 minutes. Hey, yo, man, what's it looking like for the week, B? Are you always in the book? Yo, Six.
Yo?
You always in the book? When you coming back to the island?
This weekend. I told you that.
All
right. My bad. I was working on this chicken and broccoli and brown rice. You're going to have to excuse me.
We got some nigga shrimp. Hey, yo, nigga French fries out there.
Wide nose having that as my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I was thinking about that shit today. This nigga Chappelle's a racist bastard. This nigga said they should have never gave you niggas money. They should have never gave you niggas money. Never.
They should have never gave
that
you niggas money.
That nigga can't appreciate
money.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
They should have never gave you niggas money. Mm-hmm. Shit. I'm a maniac on your couch.
Last 200.
Oh, shit. They should have never gave you niggas money.
First thing I came in and slammed a 24 Guinness, you know what I'm saying?
24 Guinness?
Show you how to go to do this stuff. Well, sorry, it took my time. I ate my, you know, chicken, broccoli, and brown rice and shit, a bag of peanuts, you know what I'm saying?
Bag of peanuts.
Bag of peanuts. A little 25-cent bag. Just a little hit. That's all you need is a little hit.
Kevin! Hey, what's up? You going to eat now?
Hello. Yeah, how you doing? I'm calling about the starter motor rebuilding. Now, what qualifications do I need?
How many years experience you have in rebuilding, American experience in rebuilding starters and alternators?
You're talking about probably 10. 10 years I'm in the business.
Yeah. Well, 10 years you're in the business?
Yeah. It says here I need bench work too, huh?
Yes, bench work.
Let me tell you something, pal. I'm benching at least 350. No problem.
You're benching 350 pieces?
You better believe it. No, 300 pieces. What the fuck are you talking about? Pounds, baby. Pounds. So come on, tell me what I need here.
What you need?
Yes, what kind of experience? What do I need? What are we going to talk about? Pay? Talk to me, Chief.
That's what I asked you. How much years experience you have in bench work?
And I told you 10, liver lips. Talk to me.
10 liver lips?
That's right.
Okay, let me see.
Go ahead, Chief. Hello?
Yes.
What are you doing? Talking to your boss? What's the story?
Hold on 1 moment. Let me see if the boss is around.
You go do that.
You got to take a vitamin.
You have to call back on Monday morning between the hours of 8 and 9.
Okay, the boss ain't around?
Yeah.
All right, listen, with the bench work, we got no problem. I'm good with the calves, the thighs, the whole 9 yards. Plus, I can rebuild those starter motors. You got me, Chief? Yeah, I'll see you and the boss on Monday, okay, Charlie?
Give him a call on Monday.
Yeah, you got it, pal. See you later.
This is the jerky boys.
We'll give you a call on Monday.
This is the jerky boys.
Nigga, so I see you and the boss on Monday.
See you later there, Charlie.
Yo, what is that, from like a new one or from an old one that I just never heard?
That's from a new one. That's an old jumbo if you never heard. Hey, yo, caller, you on the air. Thirstiness. Yo, whatever the caller is, I blocked your number. Either you're listening just to listen, or maybe you want to talk to Chris Brown. I don't know what it is, but if you want to talk, what happened?
He's on crack cocaine, that dog.
But you know what, though? You know what you should do? Like before you let them come in, you know what I'm saying? Then you could see the number, right?
Yeah.
So while they're listening, when you see a number pop up, be like, yo, we gave you this number just to show how thirsty females are. You know what I'm saying? You called Angry Bastard Radio instead of calling Chris Brown, but that just shows how thirsty you are. If you want to talk about it, you're welcome to stay. You know what I'm saying?
I heard it. Matter of fact, everything that good brother said, and all you got to do is just press the number one button. I'll see the little hand pop up next to your number. And, you know, you can start talking.
Yeah, what happened? You got to wait till you see them, though.
I got like five on there right now, but they in the back cave right now. They
the Risa and the
they might just want to listen.
Kid. There's someone on.
See what the situation
is.
Hey, yo! Shout out to everybody on Facebook that like everything in the world.
Like everything.
There's a lot of people out there that like everything. I can just put a period as my status. And I get like 20. I get like 20 likes on that shit.
Yeah, but they'll never comment on the shit. They'll just like everything. They'll never comment. Hold on. What is this nigga?
Yeah.
What is this nigga, pillow talking or something? Tell this nigga to mute his phone or something. I don't want to hear this nigga moan.
Yeah. They call a chat line to talk to boys on his other phone, man. Get out of here. This nigga got the low voice and shit.
What?
Sound like a stalker, nigga.
What are you talking about?
Bob Dillinger face having that, nigga. Oh, nigga's grandmom look like Billy Blanks in the face, B. Strong ass Mike Tyson jawline your grandmother got, nigga. Oh, man. Yo, the show is the light up session. Happy 420, well, late 420. But most importantly, this episode was actually more towards the end. It was actually to see how thirsty women are. You know, I put it as though, you know, this is Chris Brown's number. Ha ha ha. You fool, Ashton Kutcher, come out. This is Angry Bastard Radio. But now that you are here and you realize that you're a thirst bucket, if you care to talk about these problems or how much you're obsessed with Chris Brown, you can push the number one button on your phone. I'll see your little hand pop up. We can talk about it. Otherwise, you can play the cut and just listen into the show. Enjoy your stay.
There's money.
And make sure you word and make sure you put the seat down when you're done. Chris Beasy. Yo, they said that this dude within 3 years. He's going to be a billionaire. Not a millionaire, a billionaire.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. I don't understand it, though. I thought he messed his chances up, you know, popping that little attitude on national TV.
Fuck that. That's some real shit. I might want to throw a chair through a window, too. Fuck. He did it.
I mean, Nick. Yeah, he did.
What? What? And he's still going to be a billionaire. That's what's up. Fuck y'all niggas.
Exactly. I'll tell you what they need, man. We need to get somebody in Congress that knows that's from the streets. Like, I feel as though, you know, at least once a month, fellas, once a month, we should be able to get at least one slapping. If you know, if you want to know what I'm talking about, you ever walk or drive somewhere, you see a female with a very extra large rear end. Oh, man. And you're just like, damn, I just want to slap her right in her butt. Like, my heart is, too. I feel as though we should get at least one ticket, one chance a month to just walk up to a random chick and just slap her right on her ass. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care if she's walking with somebody, I'm going to slap her right in her butt. I mean, you can call me a pig, call me a pervert. It is what it is. It's just like with women. Women, you know, if they had their one ticket, it would probably be, you know, to just grab someone by his genitals or his penis or something like that. Girls are 10 times worse than men. They try to say, we always think about it. Nah, y'all always think about it. And y'all can walk a certain way. And a piece of the jeans that you have on or a piece of the panties, just a little bit of cloth can touch that one area. And you're dripping wet. You know what I mean? So, it's 10 times worse for y'all. But women, they try to be on some smooth shit, though, because what they do is they, during the day that they see a brother, they try to get at him. Like, you know, they don't try to get at him, but they say, all right, well, I'm going to give him some, you know, I want him to beat this up, but I'm going to play hard to get and act like I don't want him to smash. But I do want to trash me. You know what I mean? So they play a little head games, man. It is what it is, though. Because I'm a smart dude, so I always tend to, you know, see through it and maneuver around, you know, different puzzles here and there.
Nigga, Ice Cube came out with facts.
He came out with what?
Facts. Couple 20 stacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving with Ice Cube. He's like coaching.
I'm not talking about him. I'm good. I just want, listen, I just want a couple fries. Yeah, 5 fries.
What happened?
5 fries and like 2 trips.
Yo, this dude is begging for food. Yeah, come on, baby. I just want some fries.
What? Don't beg while you start the game, man.
I just want some fries. That's all. Let me get a couple of fries. That's all I want. Yo, shout out to L Boog. You know what I mean? Shout out to Laura. Laura. I ain't gonna put a government out there, but shout out to Laura. She, I think she's one of the thirsty buckets that called in. Cause she commented on it for LOL. So shout out to her holding it dead down. South Jersey's definitely on smash. All in New York's definitely on smash. For some reason, I can't find the Cuban, man. The Cuban asked me for my number, gave him my number. This dude never called up. The Cuban cigar, fresh to death. I don't know where he's at in existence, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely a movement. I guess you can call us, I guess you could say we're considered somewhat like the Dipset. I mean, Cam is gone. I mean, Fresh is definitely not in Cam status, so don't get it twisted. But Cam is gone. And I mean, we're still the Dip. They're still the Dipset, you feel me? So, nigga, Fresh ain't here. SD ain't here. But we still ABR, so it is what it is.
I mean, it's ABR, even if there's one nigga here, it's ABR without nobody here. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
And, like, a fresh, put up a tight nigga.
Didn't he have a little 1 week radio stint trying to come at AB Radio? And then he got washed up in the wave.
Yeah, he did. He got washed up and ran over by snowplow in the snow.
Washed up and ran over. Wow, that's
washed up and ran over, nigga. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, man. Also, that trash ass station. Yo, what's up, Danny Dan? What's up, Ace Money? That trash ass station.
Mm-hmm.
Always famous yet radio.
Yeah,
we gotta ask questions like that, B.
And the answer to that, man, you already know the answer is no. You're not even though fuck with $8 and motherfucking Danny Drizzle, we fuck with him, but.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, y'all not famous, neither are we. we underground, but you know, it is what it is. We got our head above, you know, looking through the manhole, seeing what's going around. We got 360 degree view out the manhole, but you know, then we slide the cover back over and we back underground like the Ninja Turtles, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Back underground like the Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
Eating slices of pizza straight out the box with three fingers.
What? Three fingers, man. And two toes. What up?
And two toes.
What?
Shit. Niggas ain't had no snout or nothing. They ain't had, like, no holes in their noses or anything.
Nah, they ain't have noses. Just the eyes and the mouth.
Eyes and a big ass mouth.
And no ears.
No hair. Bebop, my rock steady face, having ass niggas, be. It is what it is. What happened?
Crying in the face, ass niggas.
Nigga, yo. Herschel Walker face, having ass nigga.
Yo. Underdog in the chin, ass nigga.
Look at that strong ass Waka Flocka hairline you got, nigga.
Yeah, you know, Elmer Fudd hat wearing ass, nigga.
Yo, Peebo Bryson face having ass, nigga.
How you walking around town with boots with spurs on and a pair of purple hot pants and a pink white beater saying, tickle me? Nah.
Nigga got a picture of Elmo on the back of his white tee, nigga. And they got a zipper in the front of it.
Come on, man. Nigga got a Big Bird cat.
Mm-hmm.
On his white tip.
Nigga, you got a Hello Kitty face, nigga, on your calf muscle, nigga.
Come on, now. Man, Dan, Nando's with white socks to the wedding.
Mm-hmm. You Travis Smiley teeth having ass nigga.
Come on now, you Medea in the face ass nigga. The wash up.
Nigga, that Richard Pryor track jacket you got on, nigga. Ah, shit.
Your girl
coming to America.
She's
what you got on, nigga.
Well, no, your girl like Mr. Furley.
You said my girl like Mr. Furley?
From the Peace Company.
You know, down to the table eating right now?
Yeah, who is this nigga talking to? Where is...
Hey, yo, E!
What?
Yo, E!
Oh, Lord.
Son, what the fuck are you doing? Put your phone on mute or some shit.
Hey, yo, E.
Yeah.
I got a chick that's on the phone for you, B.
Where is she?
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Where is she?
She's right here. Wake your ass up, nigga. Sizzle chest hair, having ass, nigga. Your hair, yeah, your chest hair look like funnel cake, B. Yo, hey.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, boy. I slapped this nigga in his face, man. Yo, we got shit. Yeah. We got Shop Right Jen in the building.
Mm. Oh, shut up. Y'all bugging. Whatever.
SJ, don't say
it. It is not ShopRite Jen no more. Listen. Let me tell you something. I have upgraded. I am not ShopRite Jen no more, okay?
What are you?
Please get it right.
SJ don't stand for Sean John. It stands for ShopRite Jen Holla.
Nah, nigga. I ain't ShopRite Jen no more. Okay.
So
What's going on, though? How you been? What's going on?
Well, hold up. What's your name, though? What do you go by?
I am Jen. Just Jen. Not ShopRite Jen, but Jen. Okay?
Really? What about AJ?
ShopRite Jen.
ATL Jen. You can call me that, ATL Jen, because that's what I am now. Okay?
Too many. First of all, you don't live in Atlanta. Second of all,
Slow your roll, nigga, okay? Because I live 20 minutes from ATL, okay? So don't sit here and tell me I don't.
You're Spanish, you can't call me a nigga. Second of all,
mira, nene, mira, negrito, okay? ¿Me entiendes ahorita? Negrito, no me hablas así. I entiendo,
okay?
Okay, good.
I understand.
Remember it.
And you live 20 minutes outside of Atlanta, which means you don't live
okay.
in Atlanta. So it's actually four
Pero, mira, I freaking live in GA, 20 minutes from the A, shouted, and I be in the A.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay? So
Let me tell you something. There's too many Jennifers in the world to confuse you with. So guess what your name is?
ShopRite Jen.
You already know, fam. Ya tú sabe, mami. Ya tú sabe, all right?
Oh, ya me lo sabe. Ay, Dios mío, cállate la boca. Dice mi culo, nene.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Where's your homegirls?
Huh?
Where's your homegirls?
They sleep. I don't know, I guess.
Wake them up.
Everybody got jobs, nigga. I understand if you ain't got one. I mean, we got jobs. We got to get up early in the morning.
Hold on. So I know you ain't moved to 20 minutes outside of Atlanta and think you fly.
Look, let me tell you something. I have always been fly. Don't get it twisted. I have always been fly. Ask your brother.
I got my girl cousins right outside of Atlanta, and they'll rock. My girl cousins will rock you. All right?
They can rock with me. They're not going to rock at me, though. They can rock with me, though.
How about they rock on you? We'll take it back to the Bethlehem days and the Israelite days, and they'll stone you. How about that?
Look, God loves me because I am a good person. I am not trying to rock, but if I have to, I will. And please believe, they can rock with me, but if they want to come at me, hey, it is what it is. We'll see what happens.
How'd you make out?
Watch your beak.
Did you find a job yet or what?
Dude, I found a job when I first got down here. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, nice, good. Congratulations.
I am smooth like that.
So,
I get a job anywhere
room?
I go. It was harder for me in Jersey because of the situation that I was going through, but when I come back home, it's all love. It's all love.
Listen, I'm coming to sleep on your floor.
That's cool, as long as you bring your brother. I don't care. As long as he can come sleep in my bed, I'm straight.
I want to be a rapper.
Yeah, so does my son. So does everybody. But you know what? Hey, it'll come. If you're patient, it'll come.
If a little Wayne can do it, you can do it, then.
Please believe it. Hey, so do y'all watch Jersey Shore?
No.
Not at all?
This is real men on the show.
I saw like two episodes.
Aw, y'all tripping. Y'all bugging. Because you know what? Snook, oh, my gosh, she lost so much weight. She's so skinny. She looking
good. Yeah, but she
good.
Has no butt. She has no butt, though.
No, dude, she has a butt.
She has a big-ass
and that's the
head.
Thing.
She got a butt head.
No, she doesn't. She has no butt.
Nah. Yeah. Homegirl, ever since she lost weight, her butt is bigger than what it was when she was bigger.
Okay. What is it?
She has no ass
Italy
now? She's fat. So now she
huh?
has just a little bump.
What is it? Italy now?
Nah. She's pretty. She's very pretty. She got a nice body, too. I'm not gay.
Yeah, she got a nice body for before shots.
No, before shots, nothing. Now she has a better body. She lost like 30, 40 pounds.
Oh, really?
She's right.
Right.
Hey, so
yo,
what's going
CD.
On the radio tonight? What's what good?
Up?
What's good?
Mr. Light Up Session, happy late 420 special. But
yeah, what the hell did that mean? Was that like happy smoke day? What was that?
I'm surprised you didn't even know that. You're like
you were talking about, I know I seen your Facebook. I was like, what is he talking about? And see, you know what the problem is? When I write you on Facebook or if I say something to you on Facebook, you don't ever comment me back. I don't like that shit. You're going to have to stop that.
I don't comment anything. I don't comment
no.
anybody back.
Nene, por favor, no me digas eso, porque déjame decirle una cosa. Let me tell you something. Because when other girls and other dudes be writing you something, you be all quick to fucking give them messages back. But when I do, when
it
I...
It depends on the topic.
I gave you like three or four comments today on whatever status you was writing about, and I didn't get not
yeah.
one comment
no,
back. And I didn't
I'm
going to
tell, you, I'm gonna tell
that.
You exactly why. I'm going to tell you exactly why. Yo, E, she'll hit me up on the book, and she'll put shit like I'll put, damn, I feel good today in the sunlight, and she'll put, yeah, you feel better over my house. Like, so I like it. I'll be like, all right, I like that. But I won't comment, like, oh, yeah, let's make it happen. You know what I mean?
Well,
I
just
like the
comment back. At least show some freaking kind of initiative that, okay, I understand that you're commenting me, and make some initiative to at least give me a little bit of comment back, because I feel like, damn, you know what, I'm not going to text him back or I'm not going to write him back on Facebook, because every time I do, he don't respond. I feel stupid. Like, okay, he writes everybody back on Facebook, but when it comes to me and I write him a comment, it's like blah. I get blah, 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 nothing. Nada.
All right, so how about this? From now on, every time you hit me up with a comment, right, I'm just going to respond back with like a period or,
something. Give me a question mark. Give me a period. Give me a happy face.
I'll give you an underscore. About an underscore.
That's fine. Just let me know that, okay, I acknowledge the fact that you wrote me and here it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if some bitch puts a fucking picture up and you comment on them, you know what I'm saying? Or if they texting you or writing you back something, you comment back to them. But when it comes to me, it's like, nah. Nah. I don't like that.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sweetheart.
It's all good. I know you mean well, but next time.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we're going to end the show. We're going
to
end the show off with this funny-ass Richard Pryor shit. This is white black people. Some funny shit. Y'all might want to actually, that nigga's falling asleep and he's sick. We got, ATL Jen holding it down. So,
yeah,
y'all,
please believe it.
Yeah, y'all might be seeing her a lot, so, just because she can take it.
Shut up. If you in the A, yeah. Nah, I'm just playing.
That's amazing. I'm about to say, you wasn't doing that shit in Jersey.
Yeah,
because
I'm not as known as I am in Georgia as I was in Jersey, so please believe it. Everybody know me, and it's a good thing when people know me down here. It ain't for a bad reason. Please believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for tuning in. It's the Angry, huh?
So when you get off the phone and I call you, you're going to answer, right?
We
got some business to handle. So charge up your phone.
Lord.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Hold on. Can we handle some business? Go on private. What's your private?
Hey,
so
what's your
good,
private
what's good?
Number
you
one?
Gonna answer? You gonna answer?
Yeah, I'll answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick your ass if you don't. All right, go ahead and end your show. I'll holla.
Yo, this chick is bugging. Like, cut that shit out. Anyway, we're gonna end the jump off with this Richard Pryor shit. This shit is hilarious. Oh, and just for the ladies out there, I'm single. And I'm not answering a call. I got a club to go to. I'm going to this club. I think Angry Bastard Radio is on the rise. You know, I got to just make my presence known. I was asked a question to go to this jump off. So look for us on Facebook tomorrow. Hit me up, GEE QEW on Facebook. Add us. Please comment the show. It was a good, interesting show. Hopefully they'll play this whole Richard Pryor shit out. It's your boy, GQ, FD, Six Fizzle, Breezy E, and everybody else out there. Shout-outs to my boys out there in Chi-Town, Cook County, and everywhere. This is Richard Pryor, white, black people.
It's really nice. Oh, taking a picture. Take the picture, niggas in. You ain't got no flash, motherfucker. Niggas taking pictures his ass off. Ain't shit working. Probably ain't got no film in the motherfucker either. Right?
This ain't cool in the gang, nigga.
Got them one of them crazy motherfuckers up there.
Nigga still wearing a dashiki. I know he crazy. No need to fuck with him at all.
He's playing too much.
What? What happened to the hair on my chest? I never had any hair on my chest.
Hey,
what happened to your pussy? This part, this is the part where the white people come back and see niggas have stolen their feet. You know what's weird to be in Washington, D.C., right, and all the niggas that live here, and they can't vote. This could be a state of niggas. Y'all start voting. This would be the first state niggas on. Be D.C., dark country. My God! White people! You motherfuckers came anyway, huh? There's going to be a lot of niggers there. We better go. You never can tell. They might be having a meeting or something. Them motherfuckers sit in bunches, too. You know what I'm saying? In case some ships start, they be ready.
to keep the car motor running. Don't worry about shit, man. As soon as the show is over, we run right outside into the car. I climbed up the door.
I came from out the front, man. I saw 8 dead white people still had tickets in their hand. You know, when niggas had just run over there. Yeah.
Move out the way, motherfuckers. Yeah. I ain't seen a nigga in 3 years. Fuck you.
You know how niggas just buffalo their way in someplace. You know, because white people get their tickets early. You know, 6-7 months in advance. Niggas wait to 2 minutes before showtime. And then show up to argue. What the fuck you mean you ain't got no more tickets? I'm dressed. Some white people get intimidated by that shit too, right? Sure, cut in. It's okay. Go ahead. Okay with me, buddy. Okay. Well, what did you expect me to do? Jeez, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. And they could be related or something, you know? Some white boys don't play that shit, though, right? They'll be like, all right, cut the shit. Cut the fucking crap. Hold on. You fucking ain't right, buddy. I love to hear white dudes when they be cussing, too, Jack. They got some beautiful words, right? Yeah, come on, peckerhead. Come on, you fucking jerk off. Son of a bitch, come on. Niggas be talking about jerk this off.
Yeah, jerk that.
Jerk on this here one time. Black men will grab them dicks, Jack. And walking down the street be holding it. Hey.
What's happening, bro? Ain't nothing to it. I'm just hanging on, you know.
Even Andrew Young, he grabbed his dick, right?
Mr. President. May I speak to you a minute, please? It's very important. Excuse me, Miss Carter, I'm quite sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Bigger than a peanut.
White dudes gonna be grabbing their dicks, though. Y'all don't grab your dick, right?
Nope, never touch it. No, sir. No, never. I pee pee with it. That's it. I never touch it. Except in a porno movie.
They be getting it in them porno movies, though. You know, in the corner in the back. I can't go to porno movies like I used to, Jack, because people recognize my ass now. Like, hey, Richard Pryor, huh? Hey, my man, give me.
Never mind, bro. That's cool. No, that's freeze on the handshake. That's all right.
I tried so hard It was a creed written into the founding documents that declares the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was sung
by immigrants as they struck out to the shore, pioneers who pushed westward against unforgiving wilderness.
Oh,
we can.
Yes, we can.
It was the call of workers organized, women who reached for the ballot,
a president who chose the moon as our new frontier, and a king who took us to the mountaintop and pointed the way to the promised land.
Yes, we can, to justice and equality.
Yes, we can.
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 Yes, we can. The opportunity and prosperity. Yes, we can. The opportunity
and prosperity.
Yes, we can.
Heal this nation.
Yes, we can
repair
this world.
Yes, we can.
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 We know the battle ahead. Always remember that no matter what obstacle stands in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions of voices calling for change. We have been told we cannot do this by a chorus of sisters. It will
only
grow
louder and more.
We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
But in the unlikely
story
that is
America, there's never been anything false
about
hope.
We will remember that there's something happening in America.
That we are not as divided as our politics suggest. That
we
are one people. We are one nation. And together, we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three words that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, we can. 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 Yes, we can.
Here, just a little information, you know, just in case.
All right. Now, how will you be paying for this?
Cash.
Cash?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here your key, son. The elevators are that way, and your room is going to be on the ninth floor.
I have a good night.
Call you back, call you back. Called up Trey, answered, I said, hey man, keep it real, fam. Why
still stand. He said, Diesel, I'm a killer, not a fighter. So I gotta pop the wave because my weight's a lot lighter. But them niggas was big, so I fled. But I promise on my kids, we can get them. I know where them niggas is. Where them niggas at, man? I heard what they crew do. Real niggas, y'all was in my shoes. What would you do? Jumped up, pumped up, feeling like Manson Malibu, Groucho. My bitch staring at me, I'm out though. I ain't visiting cuz in the hospital till I got at least one of them niggas chained in my hands like Alpha. Car headed to a tray at eject the B out of pussy B. I skip the ASAP. He offered a freeway in the project. I hit the exit without blinking the thinking in the process. Trey come running out with a fully on some hot shit. I'm like, well, this ain't the same killing, it's the option. What was you doing when they were kicking all of my fam? He said, nigga, we about to get them niggas. What? Tell me where them niggas at before I take your ass hostage. He said, I ain't round six, round five of them niggas is riding around me and I'm a rider of Crown Vic. I said, I ain't pulled out of the lot and made right. You in the car, fitting the description to say goodnight. You gotta pay the price. Trace that nigga, they go in the alley, sitting in the car, they probably blazing right. And they can't see it since we behind them. This ain't the time. What if this our only opportunity to find them? I said, you right, dude, in the alley, you're seeing some people in front of them niggas. Taking out garbage. I said, wait till these people finish, they innocent. Soon as they go back in their cribs, we gon' finish it. No sooner than a second